Vente Bolros for creative disturbance.
Hi, you're listening to the Creative Disturbance podcast for the Bold Rose channel. I'm Lena Moon, and I'm currently an emerging media and communications undergrad in the ArtSci Lab at UT Dallas. And this is my colleague, Anvit. And Anvit, if you can introduce yourself and give a little bit of your background.
Hi, I'm Anvit. I'm a computer science graduate student. I did my master's at the University of Texas at Dallas, and I'm working with the Creative Disturbance team here at the Art Science Lab.
So the Art Science Lab here was actually started by Professor Roger Molina, and it acts as a hub for experimental publishing and data visualization projects that really involve the collaboration of arts and science, hence the Art Sci Lab. And Anvit, can you tell us about how long you've been working in the lab and about some of the projects that you've been involved in?
Sure. So I started working in the lab about a year back from now. And I started off working when Creative Disturbance was starting to get developed as a platform. So I work here in the lab as a web developer as well as a software programmer. I help build Creative Disturbance as a platform. Initially, we started off using WordPress to build out Creative Disturbance, and I wrote a bunch of custom themes and plugins for it. And basically, I worked with the team here and helped develop the web platform for Creative Disturbance. And in addition to that, I also worked with Professor Scott Grisham Lancaster and Gagan Vick for a couple of data visualization projects which talk about how you're going to visualize and sonify brain data. And that's the other project that I'm working on.
Wow. Because I knew, well, of course I've known about, like, Creative Disturbance and you were working on that, but I didn't know a lot about your collaboration with Scott and Gagan, mm-hmm. and that was really interesting to me. So what was kind of the most interesting aspect of, like, working on these projects?
Well, the most interesting aspect of working on all of these projects is pretty much that they're very new. As far as Creative Disturbance is concerned, we're talking to people out there who are researchers, who are artists and scientists, and they're working on they're doing cutting edge research out there. So getting to interact with people like that is pretty interesting for me. And as for my other brain data visualization and sonification project, no one has actually tried doing that before. I mean, sonification of the brain is a completely different concept that my professors here are still working on, and, getting to work on cutting-edge research like this is the most interesting aspect for me. In fact, the state of the, there aren't many technologies out there for which allow sonification on the web. There's only a handful of web audio libraries out there which actually give you the kind of sonification that you expect from standalone desktop applications. So it's the cutting edge research for me that's the most interesting part.
Yeah, because I think you've said to me before that you've had a background in, like, information security or similar, and this is kind of totally different from that. Right. Yeah, so would you say that has your background in that helped you in these projects in any way?
My background in information security, I wouldn't say it's helped me a lot in the brain data visualization project, because that is primarily a data visualization and sonification project. But while building out Creative Disturbance, I mean, information security is a vast, vast topic. And so whenever you're building out any web application, security is something that you absolutely have to think about when you're building it out, because, anything that can go wrong will go wrong. So whenever you're building out a web app, keeping that in mind is obviously important. So I would say it's something that I've taken into consideration while I'm working on these projects.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that's kind of your killer skill, or would you say you've really honed out your skills on audio while working on the project with Scott and Gagan, or?
Yeah, I'd say I've learned, and I started off working with Gagan and Scott because sonification and audio in general really interested in me, and sonification is another one of those things which not a lot of people are, you know, doing. So yeah, I'd say learning more about sonification and working on sonification is something that I would consider that I've owned working on the project. And yeah, mm-hmm. I started off working with them also because sonification interested me.
Mm, definitely. So what's some of the advice you would give to people working or trying to get into sonification or maybe not just sonification, but, you know, in web development or information security or in your field in general?
Right. So, I mean, these are, I'd say all three of these are completely different fields, although information security is sort of like connected to web, very strongly connected to web.
Yeah.
So I just say that there is a lot of good there are a lot of good resources out there, especially for the web. I mean, there are so many good places you can just go online and learn about you know, all the latest web technologies. One of the things is the kind of technologies that I've been working with aren't really taught in school. So Ruby on Rails, mm-hmm. Node.js, these kind of things aren't, you know, taught in school. So
yeah,
most of the web professionals end up being self-taught. But the good thing is there are so many good resources out there. There's websites like Codecademy, which essentially almost tutor you in all of these, you know, technologies.
Mm-hmm.
As far as information security and sonification is concerned, they're a little different. They're not as accessible.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd still say there's a ton of other resources on the internet out there for anyone willing to learn. And with the advent of sites like Udacity and Coursera, where you can take courses online, I mean, that's how I got into a lot of these things.
Yeah, and then, like, I completely agree with you there. Yeah, so I've taken a few comp sci classes here at UT Dallas, and, you know, they just focus on the very theoretical stuff. I think it was, like, my basic level classes that, you know, force you to program in C and C++,
right,
which is helpful, but it's not really something that you use for web.
Right.
And, you know, I've recently I was at a hackathon for high school kids. And, you know, these kids coming in, because, you know, in the last few years, the amount of stuff that has been available on the web has just exploded,
right.
I feel like. Like, even when I was in high school, I feel like there wasn't very much, like, anything out there except for Codecademy. And, you know, there's better resources that you can find, even better than Codecademy. And some of the kids that I've seen, you know, that are in high school now, they know a lot of stuff, man. They're very smart. So it makes me kind of jealous. Like, wish I had that while I was in, like, high school, middle school.
I entirely agree with you there.
Yeah. But actually, that reminds me, you've actually made something quite cool to show to employers as part of your CV, I believe, if you can tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so that's one of the most interesting projects that I've worked on till date, I guess. So what I did was I turned my CV into an old school RPG game. So when you go to my website, it's all web-based because I wanted my employers to have access to it, you know, directly, and it's written in it's all in JavaScript, and so, you know, it's you don't need any additional plugins for that. But the idea is when you go to my website, it starts off as you're a character in a town which has everything you know, based around me. So there's this office building which sort of has all of my previous employers, you know, cabins. You can go and talk to them. They'll talk about how what my work with them has been about. They'll talk about how I am as an employee. You can go to my school. You can look at my grades. Then there's this little museum of projects that you can go to. And, you know, there's even a little house which has my parents in it. You can go talk to my parents there.
Do we want to talk to your parents on it? I guess we do.
Not in real life. They won't
real life.
They won't have as much nice stuff to talk about me, I guess.
I'm sure they do. So, yeah, and you said that, you know, that's a really good thing to show on your resume, on your website, on your CV, because
mm-hmm.
it shows employers your creativity, right? You're not
right.
just, you know, kind of this person who's on who's coding on the computer all the time. You can do more than that. You're more than that. Yeah. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about your plans now that you've graduated and kind of the process that you went through that. Because I know I had this feeling that it was kind of arduous. It was like very long-winded, this thing, which is, you know, it's pretty normal, I think.
Yeah, I mean, so now that I've graduated and I have an offer from MathWorks, which I'm going to join as a UI developer. But it's pretty normal in the computer science field that, you know, the interview process in most places is pretty long. There's a lot of interview rounds. They test you on, they give you various programming problems. They test your coding skills. They have non-coding generic HR interviews that try to gauge you what kind of person you are outside, you know, your technical field. But yeah, for programmers, it turns out to be a pretty long process. But if you know your stuff, you'll do fine.
Mm-hmm, definitely. well, I think that's all we have time for. Best of luck in the future to Anvit.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And again, this is Lena and Anvit with Creative Disturbance.
Got a bit of overalls for Creative Disturbance.